Waukesha history. And so really looking forward to, I've been trying to get John on for some time, so I'm so glad we're able to connect. So much rich history here in our city that so many don't know about. I make a lot of reference to Theodore Yellman's Park around the corner from our studio, and not enough Waukesha residents know who she was or what she did to win the right to vote for women. And the reason Wisconsin was the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment. So, and so many other great Waukesha greats. We of course know Les Paul, but a lot of other great people and a lot of great moments, organizations, events that we should be recognizing and celebrating. So we're looking forward to having John on the show. Now they're bringing the youth out from the youth basketball program, going all the way to first grade, I think, here too. So fun night for the kids here. The score now, the Maguanago at Waukesha South of Maguanago is tied at 41. So I think we're about halfway through the second half. So, and then don't forget, after the game, you can, another Civic Media event, won't be broadcast, but you can see it live, the Max Inc. Radio concert series taking place. And here's Kyle Lemieux at just enough time. No worries, put the headset on, Kyle. Have a seat. I know you've been busy, so we're glad you can make it, Kyle.
You bet.
How's everything going tonight, in your opinion?
Oh, this is awesome. This is what high school sports is all about. You know, we have a bunch of celebrations we're trying to fit, so you think, hey,
yeah,
let's just do it all at once, right?
You know, yet you're like, you have to feel like Barnum and Bailey, right? Putting on a great circus. Well,
this is circus.
Really was a special moment honoring Dave Schultz for his recent induction in the WBCA Hall of Fame, class of 2023. And didn't realize that not only did he coach at West, but he coached at South, and he coached at Carroll and KM. So quite a resume and quite an impact, touching so many lives at so many different schools in the area.
Absolutely.
And then having a great playing career in high school and college as well. A lot of great moments. So, and he continues to coach and counsel and run camps and the like. So it's does he also provide any advice to you or to Coach Lavelle and company in
yeah.
your opinion, in your mind?
You know, Dave really set the stage for what I think West basketball is supposed to look like. And so we were thankful for all of his time here. And when he had the opportunity to not only end his career coaching here, but also end his career teaching here.
Yeah, nice to come home.
He's been having fun doing a lot of other things. And so it's been good to have him back. But I think, you know, anytime one of my first memories as a young athletic director was sitting down with Dave. And I remember being immediately impressed because he was somebody where every detail mattered.
Sure.
And, you know, he said, hey, what are we going to do to clean the backboards? What are we going to do to make sure this little fine-tuned
nice.
Detail in the gym is ready? And right then and there, I knew, like, this is what elite looks like.
Yeah.
This is what elite sounds like, right?
So yeah, I love that. Great comparison. Keep talking here. Kyle, just making some adjustments with my technology.
You're all good.
Making sure my hotspot will continue to be charged.
But, yeah, this is really what high school sports is all about. I mean, being able to have this have heart night and continue to keep on the forefront, you know, the idea that we, unfortunately, and fortunately, we want to be ready for anything. It's a reality that cardiac health is an issue, and it hit home for us real close.
Yeah.
David Skogman was here. And,
right.
You know, what a cool legacy that he and his family and so many others are leading through this night. And so
no doubt
that's big. Obviously, having the kitty clinic with our dancers and just, you know, anytime, especially the youth night just now, anytime you have future Wolverines in the house, you can just feel it, right? You feel that buzz and that energy in the air.
Definitely.
That's what I love.
Sure, sure. Hey, this just in, the Black Shirts now trail Maguanago for the first time tonight, 47-46 in the second half. So hopefully we'll hear a different outcome soon on that. But, you know, if you're a West fan and you're trailing the top team in the Classic 8, number 8 team in the state, 43-31, you have to feel pretty good. But it was really, you know, more of a four-point game, and West led it on a couple occasions, really played them tough.
Yep.
So in that regard, you're a little disappointed knowing how tough KM, West, the home team, played the Lasers. What are some of your keys to victory in the second half for West to pull off the big upset here?
Well, I think, you know, as you see in the first half, it's really a game of runs, right? I mean, at one point it was 34-31 or 34-28. We hit a big three. We draw near. And then Kettle Moraine, tipped the cap to them. They hit a few back-to-back threes. And all of a sudden, now we got a 9-point game. Now we got a 12-point game. So I think we're there. We just got to stay consistent, and that's I think that's really the story for our guys all year. Stay consistent, get the good shot, right? Get the better shot, and just keep working. I mean, we've got a bunch of guys that get after it. So
well, and one thing I'd like to see, and I mentioned this before you got here, is that the 6'6" junior Aiden Owosu-Asidu with 4 points. I think he's got a lot of opportunities, but he's not thinking shoot first. He's trying to hit an open man, and shooting is a second. I think it should be a first option. I think he should commit right away. With his size, he could draw a lot of fouls and could really be a factor, get some of their forwards in foul trouble and create more opportunities for teammates, even off the rebounds from his missed shots. And I think it'll create more opportunities for Carter Lavelle and the rest of the crowd. And the key will be, too, I think, Sobiech is much better than, what was he, 1-for-5 in the first half. Some of these others, you know, really keying on those guys and maybe sticking with that zone defense, I think, in the second half. So
yeah, I think, you know, Aiden's a great kid, one of the best in the building. And
I enjoy watching him,
When you see him on the court, that's I think, what you get all the time. He's humble. He's not about himself. He's a hard worker. And so, yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to have fun with that and say, hey, go dunk a few, right? Go make it easy for yourself. So looking forward to watching him in the second half for sure.
Sounds great. We're almost ready to start the second half. Any final comments, Kyle, before you return to your duties here as athletic director?
Yeah, just appreciate you being here and giving a highlight to high school sports. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there right now that unfortunately draws attention away from the positive. And so being able to have a community come together like this and showcase really, you know, in what I think is the best of West, every chance we get to showcase that is a big deal to me. So appreciate it.
Likewise. Thanks again. Right. Kyle Lemieux, Athletic Director, Waukesha West. As KM gets the ball to start the second half, Thompson has the top of the key over to Bester on the right wing. Stuckey has it now. He's got a lane on the left side. Layup, no good, but there's T. Kowalski to put the rebound in right off the tip. And it's now 45-31. That's 5 for Kowalski, who started the second half. Came off the bench in the first. AOA has it, kicks it over to Ide in the right wing. A 14-point KM lead, 17-37 remaining second half. Trying to find AOA, kicks it back to Everson. Everson into, oh, we got a foul here. Kowalski will get called for a push on AOA. That'll be the first on Kowalski, the first of the half, first team foul. In the early part of the second half here, as Ide will inbound, Kale Ide. Trouble finding open man, gets it all the way out to Katarazzle. And we have an injured player here, I think. Lavelle's holding his mouth like he caught a left hook or something. Might be bleeding here. They're making him sit. Coach Lavelle wonders why there wasn't maybe a call here. And here comes Missy Hansen from Children's Wisconsin to provide some first aid so we can get him back in the game. In the meantime, Brady Robbie will fill in for Lavelle. And dad coach, I believe it's his dad coach, Don Lavelle, looking in on Carter. So inbounding for the Lasers, I believe. Oh, it's from the side court there. It'll be Ide inbounding. Gets it over to Robbie. Back to Ide. Top of the key. All the way into the wing. Evanston pulls up. Oh, off the front of the rim. Rebounded by AOA. Gets an easy layup for two. So a great move there. 6 for AOA. 45-33. 17-11. In favor of the Lasers. Stuckey now gets it into the corner for Kowalski. Off the rim. Oh, Vioma with a great rebound. Can't get the basket to fall, but he gets called for a push off there. Kind of a late call. Vloom. That's the second team foul of the half as they attend to Carter Lavelle, hoping to get him back in the game. 45-33, 16-56. Ide under some heavy pressure from Stuckey as he just crosses court now. Man defense for the Lasers. Robbie has it. Kicks it to Evanston. Evanston over to Katarazzle to Ide. Ide over to Robbie, right wing. Right backcourt, excuse me. Gets over to AOA, top of the key. Over to Katarazzo, left wing. Left backcourt now. Gets it into Ide in the left corner. Ide back out to Robbie, top of the key. Back to Ide, into AOA. AOA posting. Pulls up. Beautiful left-handed layup. Great move. And we might have a foul here. Let's see. Nope. Another injured player here. They're going to have Thompson go out. Basket's good, so it's now a 10-point lead. AOA getting hot at the right time here. Four quick points, eight for the game, 16-24 remaining, 45-35. Kettle Marine. Zone trap shown here by West after the made basket. It'll be inbound by Bester to Villome. Back to Bester. Bester now dribbling. Man defense here for West now. Stuckey has it, right back court, driving past Catarazzo, pulls up. Long pass into the corner. That looks like Bester, yep. Bester now dribbling out to the left wing. Gives it to Villome, top of the key. Villome to a driving Stuckey. Stuckey, oh, beautiful little bounce pass to Fremming, but he can't get it to fall, and AOA is there for the rebound. Great pass by Stuckey, but Fremming couldn't get it to fall. 15:52 remaining. Villome into the big guy, AOA. Nice little dish to Evanson. And the little four-footer is good. So it's 45-37. West outscoring KM 6-2 so far in this first half. Bester has it, top of the key. Over to Stuckey in the right wing. Stuckey back to Villome, top of the key. Man defense for West. Gives it to Kowalski into the corner. To Stuckey. Stuckey driving. Pulls up. Banker, no good. AOA with another rebound. His third of the half. Outlet to Catarazzo, 15-14, into the corner to Robbie, left corner, gives to a driving Evanson, but he gets fouled. And I think they're calling a charge there. I think it's a good call. Kowalski did not move. Great play by Kowalski. He's going to come out. He's a little shaken up as Sobiak comes in. That's two on Everson. 15:09 in the second half. Heavy pressure from Catarazzo. Almost gets a turnover there, but Stuckey hangs on. Stuckey goes around a pick. Should have been a moving pick on Stuckey. Long three from Stuckey off the back. No, it goes in. It just died in that back rim and fell in. That's three threes for Stuckey. His first of the second half. AOA has it. Kicks it back out to Catarazzo. Now to Evanson driving. Kicks it out to a wide open Catarazzo for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound by Villome. 48-37 KM here. Stuckey has it in transition. Stuckey dribbles it back out. Now into the corner. Gets it out to Villome. Over to Sobiak. Over to Bester in the right backcourt. Bester dribbling in. Over to Sobiak for three from the left wing. No good. Catarazzo chases the rebound down. He's going to bring it up himself. Catarazzo. Nice little dish to AOA. Shot is good. And the foul. Stuckey gets hit. AOA makes it. Double figures for him now and a chance to get 11. And that's only the first foul on Will Stuckey. Third team foul on KM. As the old Roman comes in for Fremming. And over at Muck, the Black Shirts get the lead back, 58-54 over Maguanago with 3 minutes left. AOA looking to get a three-point play here. Aiden, Owasu, Asidu, and won't fall. Villome gets the rebound. 48-39, Lasers, 14:01 remaining. Stuckey dribbling it past center court. Now he's in the middle. A long three from Stuckey from Caitlin Clarkland. No good, but Sobiak gets the rebound. Kicks it back out to Stuckey, who's going to drive in. Dishes underneath to Thompson, but he's out of bounds. Went to Thompson, back to Stuckey, and Stuckey was out of bounds when he handed it back to Thompson. So Wolverines get a break, and they're going to take a timeout here as well, trailing 48-39. And we'll take a quick 30-second break here on the High School Game of the Week on WUK. Anya, take it away, please.
Thrivent is growing in southeastern Wisconsin and is seeking financial advisors. If a career with independence, impact, and purpose is important to you, you should explore the Thrivent Financial Advisor opportunity. You'll build your own business by combining your values, drive, and skills to help others thrive financially and live meaningful lives. You'll get unsurpassed support from Thrivent, a Fortune 500 company that's helped people follow their hearts and strengthen their finances for more than 100 years. To learn more, send your contact info to matthew.witowski@thrivent.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Joe Schobert Fieldhouse on the campus of Waukesha West High School. Wolverines take it out. Catarazzo dribbling, trailing with 13:36 remaining. Trailing 48-39. Hyde has it now, gives it to Evanston, top of the key. Zone defense now, 1-3-1. Catarazzo has it now into the corner to Robbie. Lavelle has not returned to the game yet. Hyde has it over into the left backcourt, and Evanston dishes into AOA. AOA back to Robbie. And back into AOA. Nice little move by AOA. Yes, left-handed flip over the old Roman. 12 for Aiden Owasu-Asidu, 48-41. And West Nation is shouting it up here. Thompson now dribbling, nowhere to go. Well guarded by AOA in the left wing here. Now he's going to go to the basket here. Pulls up, fakes. Shot by no good, but he gets his own rebound. Just good timing, dumb luck, actually. Stuckey now has, he's going all the way into the corner to Thompson for three. Misses everything. Robbie, no, ball. Evanston ends up with the rebound. And Robbie now driving in. He gets fouled there by Bester. Bester kind of lost control on there a little bit. That's Bester's first. The team fourth of the half with 12:33 remaining. 48-41. KM was up by 14. The Wolverines have cut it to 7 here. Hyde inbounding. He's got Evanston here on the wing. Evanston kicks it back out to Catarazzo, top of the key. Catarazzo bounce pass into OAL, but a great steal by Bester fronting OAL. Long pass down to Thompson. He gets fouled. Basket no good. They're going to say no shot even. I think that was Hyde with the foul. That's his second. Yep. Team second foul of the half. With 12:22 remaining, it's not a shooting foul again. Stuckey will inbound under the basket. And he's got a wide open Viome under the basket. And the shot is good from Viome. Viome, that's 7 points now for him. Viome. Now Robbie has it. Gets it back out to Evanston. Now they kick it into AOA, though, top of the key. Hyde has it now. And we've got a holding call. That's going to go against KM. That's going to go against the Frenchman, I believe. That's three on Volume. Inbound to Catarazzo, right wing. Heavy pressure from Bester. All the way across to Robbie. Had to jump to get that. Back to Catarazzo into the corner. Evanston drives, has a layup. Great move, but he can't close on it. Off the rim, rebounded by Thompson now in transition. Going coast to coast, but he gets fouled there by Robbie. Robbie put a tug on the arm there to stop the streaking Thompson. That's his second. 13 foul here on the Wolverines with 11:43 remaining. There's a lot of people getting up, but they're going to look at the silent auction there for the Athletes for Adam benefit tonight, to make heart-safe environments, especially in our schools. Stuckey driving, left-handed layup. Wow, what a shot over Robbie by Stuckey. For Stuckey, leading all scorers. Catarazzo has it over to Robbie in the right backcourt. Robbie now dribbles to the center. Long shot for three. Oh, in and out. A little too much English for Robbie. Outlet goes to Stuckey here. Lasers coming down. Looking to add to an 11-point lead. Stuckey right-hand layup. No good, but he gets the foul. That's going to go on Robbie. That'll be a three on him. Two quick fouls here. With 11:07 remaining, Stuckey will go to the line. Some substitutions here. Sam Cook will come back in. He was in briefly in the first half. And with 1:17 remaining, the Black Shirts of Waukesha South lead Muck 65-59 at Muck. We'll keep you posted to see if the Black Shirts can pull that one out. Stuckey at the line here for KM. The number 8th ranked team in the state. And it's, no, misses. Missed the second, so he was, looks like 1 for 2 here. 22 points for Stuckey. 53-41, a 12-point laser lead here. 10:56, Catarazzo has it. Goes around to pick from AOA. Eid has it now. Over to Cook. Cook top of the key. Back to Evanston. Over to Catarazzo. Over to Eid. So with Lavelle out, they're really, you know, they're kind of at a loss to who to feed the ball to. There it is into Cook. Cook's not big enough to handle it in the paint. Ball's taken away by Sobiak. Dishes to Stuckey. Stuckey now transition. Has a lane. Kicks it over to the old Roman for the easy layup. 10 for Thompson. 55-41. Back to the 14-point lead, which is where they started the half. The first minute. Dish into AOA. Can't get a handle. Cook has it. Cook pulls up for a little jumper. Can't get it to fall. Sobiak with another rebound. Outlet to Stuckey. So wheels coming off here for Waukesha West. Halfway through second half. Another beautiful dish by Stuckey. Basket by Thompson's good. And the foul. Yes. 12 points for Thompson. Looking to make it a three-point play. And that's the third foul on Kyle Eid. And the big question is, when will Carter Lavelle return? Thought he would have been in sooner. There was bleeding. In fact, I'm not sure if I even see Lavelle on the bench. He might have had to go into the locker room for some extra attention. Maybe he needed stitches. I don't know. I missed the contact he had. It was away from the ball. I believe it was inadvertent. But we'll keep it here and remind you that my guest tomorrow morning in this week in Waukesha is the 10th District County Supervisor, Terry Thieme. One of Waukesha's renowned residents, a career in public service that spans over 40 years, 30 with our police department, 12 with our city council as the first district alderman, my predecessor, and a return to public service after an absence of a couple years as county supervisor. And I should check that because I think he might have served on one of the committees after he left the city council. He might have served on one of the city's one of the committees as a volunteer. So we'll have to check that when Terry comes in tomorrow. The Fighting Saint Terry Thieme and Rotary Club member Sean Riley, our city mayor, will be in to promote the Rotary's Winter Blues concert at the Eagles Club on Sunday the 25th starting at 2 p.m. And he's got a call-in. Rotarian will also be calling to promote that. And then Lieutenant Dan Natling will also be talking about the Melodies for Mary benefit to help the Schrader family, who Fireman Mark Schrader's daughter Mary is battling leukemia after a diagnosis right before Thanksgiving. Basket by Thompson's good. 13 for the old Roman as Hyde dribbles it across. Gets it over to Evanston, top of the key to Robbie. Back to Catarazzo. Eid now dribbling in. Looking to pull up. Kicks it back out to Catarazzo. Over to Evanston. And trying to feed it into AOA, but he's well covered in there. He finally has. Let's see what he does. Knocks Sobiak down. Back to AOA. He gets fouled before the shot. Looks like, I think it's the old Roman who gives a hand slap with AOA to show his remorse. It wasn't intended to. But the foul is actually going to go against Stuckey. Oh, no, it is going to be Sobiak. It's his second foul. Jonathan Sobiak, only 3 points on the night, who got the tap to start in front of McSorley. It's a 16 foul on KM. Good news for West because they need to get some points somehow. They might as well try to draw some fouls. And another foul. They're going to call a push off, I think, in Catarazzo. I'm not sure about that call. But KM will take the ball back. They want an explanation. The home crowd not in favor, not really friendly with the call. So let's see what the call is here. They go to the scorer's table. They're explaining it to Rickert, what's going on here. There might be a reverse in the call now. Let's see. Ben Bester gets the call, so now we're in the 1-1. That's two on Bester. Thought it was going against Catarazzo. Looked like an offensive, but it was Bester. First free throw from Catarazzo. No good. Rebounded by Stuckey. Wolverines need to make these free opportunities when they have them. Trailing by 17 now. 9:20 left. Over to into the corner. Shot is blocked by LA. Knocked out of bounds. Great play by Eide, knocking it off of the shooter. So double whammy for Stuckey. Gets a shot blocked by AOA. Then Eide comes and knocks the ball out of bounds off his leg. But I'm sure Stuckey not too bothered by it as he leads all scorers with 21 points. Catarazzo to Evanson. Heavy man pressure here. Looking to kick it into AOA. Really getting some pressure here from Charlie Dunham. Long three from Catarazzo. No, no good. Rebounded by Stuckey. Great box out by Charlie Dunham. Keeping the big man away from the ball. Pass is deflected. Ball knocked away. Catarazzo has it over to Robbie. Robbie looking for a streaker. Has Eide. Eide's going to drive. He gets the ball knocked away. Off his foot. And it'll go to Kettle Moraine. West Nation, Wolverine Nation not happy with that call. Full court zone trap here coming up from West. Got to get something going here with only 8:39 remaining, trailing 58-41. Inbound to Bester, back to Stuckey, back to Bester, taking their time against the zone trap. Bouncer into Dunham, back to Bester, who crosses the court. Dunham, top of the key, over to Stuckey in the left backcourt. Back over to the old Roman, top of the key now. Over to the corner, Sobiak. Sobiak trying to feed Stuckey for three. Oh, off the rim. Rebound taken by Robbie. Robbie looking for an oh, ball knocked away beautifully by Bester. Sneaking in on Robbie. Bester into the corner, but it's knocked out of bounds by Eide. So West somehow forced a shot by KM. Thompson's going to come out now, it looks like, unless he's inbounding it. No, he's coming out. And I'm trying to see who's coming in for him. I didn't really see the substitution here. Viome, I guess, is back in. Over to Sobiak. Back to Bester. All the way across to Stuckey in the left backcourt. Zone defense still for West. 7:52 and counting. Over to Sobiak. Back to Bester. Cam with a commanding lead and no hurry to score. They get it to Viome. Hits an open Dunham. Dunham kicks it back to Viome. Loses the handle. Kicks it back out to Sobiak. Viome in the wing, back to Sobiak, top of the key, all the way into the corner. Long three from Stuckey, off the rim, rebounded by Viome. Viome is fouled. It'll either be Catarazzo or Robbie. Let's see. It's going to go against Robbie. That'll be four on him. Third, I guess. I thought there was three already. Oh, no. I guess that mishap. So still three on Robbie. 16 fouls versus seven by the Lasers. Stuckey has it on the inbound, dribbling back to the top of the key. Gets it over to Dunham, back to Stuckey. 7:19 and counting. KM in no hurry. And with 15 seconds left, the Black Shirts of Waukesha South lead Muck 73-66. Stuckey now over to Dunham, back to Stuckey. Just playing catch now into the middle. Bester comes. And now Stuckey driving all the way into the corner for an open three from Bester. Yes! Ben, you Bester, you Bester, you bet. His third three, 11 points on the night for the six-foot junior. A 20-point KM lead. And you hate to say it, but that could be the dagger. Evanson pulls up, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Sobiak. West hasn't had a point in seemingly a month of Sundays, for sure within the last 4 minutes here, trailing 61-41, and KM just happy to eat up some clock here. Final score, McGuanago, Waukesha South, 73, McGuanago 66. Congrats to Coach Lee Montez and the Black Shirts. I believe that's their third Classic 8 win, their ninth of the season. I know they still have Arrowhead to face in another game next week to finish out the season. And loose ball ends up with Eide. Kicks it to a cutting AOA. AOA driving. Kicks it out to Robbie for an open corner. No good. Rebounded by Stuckey. 5:42 and counting, and the shooting woes continue for the Wolverines. Into the corner to Dunham, back to Stuckey, right backcourt. Stuckey now dribbling to Bester, top of the key, all the way back near the Wolverine paw logo. Bester now dribbles to his right, still far back near the half-court line. Now he's going to drive to the basket. Nope, pulls it back out. Kicks it back to Dunham now, over near the paw. Guarded by AOA. Dunham kicks it over to Viome, back to Dunham. New players getting ready to come in for West. I think they're giving some guys on the bench some looks. Bester still dribbling again, under 5 minutes here. KM content just to pack it in. But Stuckey does get up to drive in. Shot is good, and the foul. Stuckey again. Foul go on number 11, Katarazel. That's his first. Team seventh. So Will Stuckey. 4, 6, 8, 10. Twenty-four points, looking to make it 25. And a lot of new players in for West. I've got Brady Anderson, a senior guard. Number 22, I got number 32, Nate Steck, a senior, 6'3 senior, a tri-captain. Ide and Katarazza will come out with much applause. Sam Cook comes back in. And one of the JV players, no, Alec Roloff will come in, along with Manny Banyobi, a 6'3 junior forward. And I would imagine that KM's going to do the same and put some of their players in. Yep, I already see number 24, Braden Phelan, coming in, along with Zach Fremming. Tanik Winkowski gets his first minutes of the game. And it's Anderson dribbling for West. Gets it out to Banyambi. Banyambi back to Roloff. Kicks it in to Steck. Steck into Anderson, back to Banyambi. Banyambi trying to go baseline, nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Anderson. 4:18 remaining. Here comes Cook dribbling. Cook to an open Roloff. Yes, for three. Alec Roloff off the bench, the 6'2 junior. Good statement from him in the cleanup effort here. 64-44. KM in charge, under 4 minutes now. Nice little drive there by Panham. No good. Cook picks it up for West. It was Braden Phelan trying to drive, but good defense by West. Roloff again, kicks it back to Cook, top of the key. Over to Anderson. Anderson trying to drive, nowhere to go, kicks back to Banyambi. Banyambi fakes one way, goes to his right, now kicks it back. Banyambi looking for an open player now, heavy pressure, gets it back out to Roloff in the right backcourt. Now Cook has it in the right wing. Cook trying to get it in to the big man. Here comes Anderson driving, spinning around, kicks it back to Nate Steck, and a foul's call. We have a travel against Banyambi, trying to make a drive to the basket. 3:20 remaining. Dunham will come in for Teague Kowalski. It's been all KM here in the second half. West had a few moments to get it close, but with Carter Lavelle going out early with an injury and not even coming, I don't even see him back on the court. He might have the red t-shirt back on, but that's a tough loss for West when Lavelle went out early in the second half. Dunham here to Hanfill. Phelan, excuse me. Phelan to Tankowski. Sobiek has it. Back out to Phelan. Phelan into the corner. Long three is good for Dunham. Charlie Dunham gets a tray. Banyambi has a right wing. Nice little dish. Into the big man. Back out to Roloff here. Left backcourt. Banyambi has it again. Looking to drive. Oh, Dunham knocks away, but Banyambi recovers. Gets it into Cook in the corner. Cook driving in. Kicks it back out to Roloff. 2:17 remaining. And a We got a push foul. It's going to go against Phelan, it looks like. Let's see. No? It's a different Pete Garvin. I'm sorry. I thought that was Sobeck. Garvin gets a call. It's his first. So 1-1 opportunity for Sam Cook. As a new player comes in for West, I don't have his number. Actually, yeah, Jacob Chevian. Sorry, excuse me. Pass over to Fremming in the corner. Guarded heavily by Steck. Dribbles out. And a timeout, I think it's going to be by KM here. And it's just an opportunity for Coach Rickert for some coaching moments for the guys on the bench. And you have to respect that. And we'll keep it here in the waning minutes of the game, and want to thank everyone for joining us, not only tonight, but for our Friday night basketball series. We weren't able to focus on one team because of some programming opportunities for Civic Media that precluded us from doing weeknight coverage. But also, there weren't very many Friday night games that you could usually count on from one team because of, I learned from John Stillman at Waukesha South, because the shortage of referees, many games throughout the season were moved from Thursday to Friday to allow coverage from the refs. Inbound to Dunham here. Under 2 minutes now, 67-44 in favor of KM, who will move to 19-3, 13-2 in conference here. Phelan, nice little dish here to Garvin. Basket's good, and the foul. Nope, basket won't count. I think there's a travel or a foul, offensive foul here. A charge. So didn't get the, that was on Phelan, his second. Whistle blown again. It'll be out of bounds. I don't know what that was for. So it's the first foul on Phelan, excuse me. Cook will inbound. Gets it over to roll up, but it gets knocked out of bounds by KM. West will take it back, but the inbound will be further back. And KM putting on some heavy coverage here. Surprising with a minute 45 left and a 23-point lead. But I think as they go into state play, he wants to give these guys in the back of the bench some touches here. And I got to tell you, because Pete Garvin's had some good playing time here for KM last season and this season. So these might be scrubs, but they're guys that have seen. Tankowski's another one. These are guys that have gotten into the rotation throughout the season. So, and we got a foul here. I think it's an offensive one on West. Steck is going to be called for a shove here. Nate Steck is first. So Dunham brings it in under a minute 30 now here. And KM showing why they're on the top of the Classic 8, one of the best in the state. Going deep into their bench as Steck commits another foul on Phelan in the backcourt. That's the ninth foul. This could be, let's see, will this be a tenth? The second, no, 19 fouls, so it'll still be a 1-1. One 16 remaining here. Phelan's first free throw is good. Swisher. So Steck gets his, or excuse me, Phelan gets his first point of the game for the Lasers. Now leading 68-44. Second free throw is also good. So Phelan gets a deuce. 1:14 remaining. Anderson has it. Driving in, gives it to Cook. Cook driving, trying to find an open man. Gets it into Chevy. Chevy back out to Anderson. Top of the key. Anderson dribbling. Gives it into the big guy. Steck underneath. And good shot, but it won't fall under heavy coverage. Good defense there. And Tankowski dribbles it, gets it over into the wing to Dunham, back out to Tankowski, over to Phelan. Garvin now on the right wing has it, 43 seconds and counting. Back to Dunham, left backcourt, 39 seconds. I think KM will just look to let this run out, I would think. Trying to find an open man here, dribbling around, hits Garvin. Garvin dribbles now, guarded by Roloff. 26 seconds remaining, back to Dunham, and West won't commit any fouls here. They'll let the clock run out. Dunham will hang on to the ball. He's talking to the ref, making sure that's fine, that there won't be a five-second violation. Now 10 seconds and counting. 7, 6, and that'll do it. As time runs out here at the Joe Schobert Fieldhouse at Waukesha West, with the visiting Kettle Moraine Lasers 69 and the home team Wolverines of Waukesha West 44. We want to thank our sponsor, Thrivent, for their sponsorship tonight and then throughout the season, throughout this series. Remember, Thrivent's growing and seeking financial advisors for a career helping people in your community. Email your details to wicareers@thrivent.com. That's wicareers@thrivent.com. I want to thank Anya, my producer. I want to thank Kyle Lemieux. Again, final score, 69-44. Kettle Moraine beats Waukesha West. We're going to cut out early so we can hit the Max Inc. radio series over at Maddie's. I know Anya's going to be introducing the band, I believe, at 9. So thank you again. Remember, safety is everybody's responsibility. Tune in at 7 a.m. for This Week in Waukesha, and see ya! States and moving on again. Now I know that hearts can change, but isn't that so strange? Lose control when I turn up the radio. Part of me believes that I'll be alone. Can't explain it. All over the telephone. True love is today. Wow.
They've got like a funk to them, as well as a little like 90s grunt. I love when bands do that.
Feelings are a place where the only thing that is safe is feeling nothing. That I could change, but I just stay the same. Wanna put my fist through the wall. Oh, I'm tethered to what's without the pressure. Holding on to ideas that keep me from getting better. Oh, if I let her go, will I forget her? I know, will she forget me? No, she would forgive me. Lose control when I turn up the radio.
Boy, that's great. This is Secret Menu. You can hear them tomorrow night on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Terry Barr, one of the co-hosts of the show, is with us on the phone right now. How do you find these bands?
We are really lucky because our show's been around for quite a while now. And moving from even just a year ago with Civic Media, we were on a couple of stations. Well, now you know we're on how many? 20 or something like that? Across Wisconsin. We have been so fortunate now that bands are hearing that we do this. They are sending us material and saying, can we please come on? We'd love to do this show. So we kind of vet them and check them out. And the Secret Menu, I mean, they got us right away. And when we listen to their music, it just cracks me up now to know that they just released this video of them on Lake Monona on the ice.
I know,
now they're coming in to play for us.
I was picturing like seeing their breath while they were singing, you know, thanks to what you told me there. But no, they have like, it's like a hint of techno, a little hip hop, some grunge. I'm amazed when people cross like sort of music genres like that. That's great.
Yeah, they call themselves storytellers with harmony and a classic rock undertone.
Oh,
I think that's
okay.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that
what
makes
they
sense.
Say. Yeah.
Well, very cool. I hope you have a good show tomorrow night. Hey, you sent me a before we pivot here, your show, they'll be in the studio from 9 to 10.
Correct. And you can find where to listen at maxinkradio.com.
Okay, maxinkradio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I leave ink out?
No, no, you did.
Maxinkradio.com.
Space there for a minute. Okay, maxinkradio.com. Check it out. And Secret Menu live tomorrow. But the show is much longer than that hour.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We start live at 6 p.m. and we go until midnight.
Yeah, that's so great.
And as soon as we're done at midnight, it all replays again three times.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Totally crazy. You guys have a lot of fun doing it, though.
Secret Menu's mission is, here's kind of their motto statement, and I think we should all live by this. And I could see them doing this now that we saw them out on the ice. They say, don't ask what if, just go do it.
And make sure there's paramedics close by.
Yeah.
Just in case. I'm not saying.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that'll be a fun show. Definitely
it's
tune in
It's going to be really
night.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know Chris Casper.
Correct.
Okay. Well, yesterday, I thought of you anyway, because yesterday was National Wisconsin Day. I don't know if you knew that.
How did I miss this?
I don't know, and I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, unless you go to the National Day calendar. You are, like, you embody, you're the physical embodiment of Wisconsin to me, because you know the state, you do these excellent featurettes, and, like, I don't know, you just, your voice lends itself to our state, so.
Oh, you are so kind.
Well,
thanks, Pete.
I'm just telling the truth, and I, you know, yesterday we had this discussion, and this has come up before on the show, that Minnesota calls itself the land of 10,000 lakes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Chris is originally from Minnesota, and he sent me this article
Correct.
With a PolitiFact check that said it's not true. Wisconsin does not have more lakes, because someone claimed Wisconsin had 15,000 lakes. And
I think I've heard that before, too.
Yeah, and it's just how they define lakes. So this will be a fun little back and forth here at Civic Media as to what Minnesota says they have to be 10 acres and be named. Wisconsin has like 5,000 lakes that haven't even been named yet. So
no kidding.
I
and now we
so.
Have a band that played on the ice on the lake. You tell me if Minnesota has that.
Yeah, we're the lake state, baby. There's no question.
You
about
got
that.
It. I'm with you there.
All right. Hey, you sent me that article too about the tax credits coming back to Wisconsin. I was aware of the bill, and we're having people on next week to discuss that. I want to thank you for sharing that, because I think that's really important for the state's economy, for the state's culture. They tried it once before. I don't know the whole story, but we're going to have people on next week that will discuss it. And that should be a really
fun discussion.
The possibility
of a film office in Wisconsin where they can help make films happen here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I both lived other places where they have this, and it's incredible. You just bump into people making films, downtown Cincinnati, downtown Chicago. You just never know. And we just can't get in on that. And I think it's so important. And I'm glad that you're going to be talking with some folks about it.
Well, very well said. And yeah, and I appreciate the article, because we have so much in this state in terms of where we can shoot: lakes, cities, farms, rural woods, you know, everything. So yeah, it'll be interesting to follow that. But Terry, thanks so much for your time tonight. This is always fun when
you
come on.
And thank
you.
It's always fun to talk with you and Conrad. Thanks so much.
Listen, have fun tomorrow night. Bring those guys a shawl just in case. You never know. Have a great show. Thanks so much.
Yes, and you guys have a good weekend too. And everybody else out in Radio Land, have a wonderful weekend.
All right. That's Terry Barr, one of Nightlight's besties. And you can check her out tomorrow night on Max Inc. on Civic Media. 6 hour show. That's insane. But it's cool that they do like a live hour. Got a couple more texts here to read. Maybe we'll do that coming up. Conrad, did you know it's National Almond Day too?
I did not, but are we going to celebrate with some almonds?
I already had some almonds, believe it or not. I didn't mean to leave you out. But
I didn't have any yet today, so I do feel left out.
I just needed a snack. Would you eat almonds alone, though?
Yeah,
or
of course.
A
no, I don't know if there's an almond group I can go to, but...
come on over, guys. We'll watch a game. We'll have some almonds. Maybe a Yoo-Hoo. It'll be great. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little Family Guy. And have a few laughs before we sign off for the weekend. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw WAUK. It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on a Friday night for a few more minutes. I got a text from the 920. Oh, this is Jim from Appleton again. He says, depends greatly on what I'm eating. Fish fry in front of people, no problem. Juicy burgers, I prefer to be alone. Yeah, that can get messy. Have you ever eaten like a steak? Like I'll do that. I'll have like a steak and it was kind of rare. And it looks like a crime scene when you're done. It's just like blood on the plate. And I'm like, I can't believe I just ate something that bled like that. Like, it's tasty, but it can't be healthy, right?
Nothing's better than a great steak though.
Correction, young man. I have one thing.
Don't say Choco Taco.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Medium rare Choco Taco, maybe two of them on a plate, on the grill. Come on.
What's a well-done Choco Taco? Microwaved?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, it's just runny all over the place. Yeah, but Choco Taco, they're back, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I printed up the article, and I couldn't even... Yeah, it was like a link. Maybe I'll bring Choco Tacos for all on Monday. That's not really part of my keto diet, but I mean, it is a taco technically. If I had it without the shell. Yeah, look at that. It's like a waffle shell with nuts and, you know, kind of frozen chocolate over it and then swirls of chocolate in the innards. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a party in your mouth. And they're coming back. They were discontinued in July of 2022. But Taco Bell is bringing them back. Those creamy cinnamon balls they serve at Taco Bell. My opinion, I haven't been to Taco Bell in a few months, but those were not cutting it as a dessert item. But the Choco Taco, and it's on brand. Oh, and get this, Conrad. It's Klondike. Klondike makes the Choco Taco, or they took it over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Might have to give it another try.
Yeah. See, there you go. You were so judgy before.
I like my Klondikes, all right?
Well, this technically, you won't be deviating. This is good. Hey, yesterday was Alex Borstein's birthday. She's a very funny actress, and she was the voice of Lois Griffin on Family Guy. And what clip do we have, Conrad? Did we play one last night?
So we have one with Brian Griffin, one with Peter, and one with Quagmire.
Quagmire, okay. Let's do the one with... Let's play the one where Brian... This is from Family Guy. Brian the dog has a crush on Lois, the human mom.
Hi.
Well, hello, Brian.
I think we should talk.
Sure.
Lois... Did your heart ever want to ask something, but your head was too afraid of what the answer might be?
Oh, God. Sometimes it's best not to ask those questions. Sometimes we should cherish what we already have, like a very special friendship. Let's say like the one you and I share that someone like me wouldn't change for anything in the world.
Someone like me wouldn't change it for anything in the world either.
I'm glad.
Okay, just to be clear, we were talking about me being in love with you and you rejecting me, right?
Yes.
I'm just making sure. Say we were both drunk and we knew we wouldn't remember.
I'd have to be really, really. No!
That's Alex Borstein. She turned 52 yesterday. Very well-respected comedic actress. And let's do... All right. It's late at night. I think we can get away with a Quagmire scene. This is Lois looking for... she's in a panic, I think, because she's looking for Peter Griffin. She goes over to her neighbor's house, one of the perviest people in the world, Quagmire, who answers the door in a bathrobe. And there's a long silence where he's looking for your key, his keys. And you can imagine where he's looking, clad only in a bathrobe. Go ahead, Conrad.
Well, hello, Lois. Forgive me for pointing.
Quick, I need to borrow your car. I've got a bar mitzvah to stop.
No problem. Let me grab my keys. Here they are.
That was a much longer pause.
It was. I cut it down a little bit because it was like a minute.
I know it's radio, but like that's one of the few times I probably would have said, because he literally, and you saw the clip, Conrad. Yeah. He looks for his keys for like a minute. His hand is just under his bathrobe, and she's just like standing there. It's so creepy. Yeah. So what do you got plans this weekend, Conrad? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going golfing with my brother.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm just cleaning my apartment, but Sunday I'm going golfing. So that should be fun.
How's the roommate situation working out? You guys getting along?
I don't have one.
Oh, I thought you moved in with another dude. No?
No, I
so
get
it's
it.
Going great.
Yeah, I just got, this is the first time I'm living by myself, so it's great. I like it.
So pants optional is what I'm hearing.
Door optional, pants optional.
Well, thank you for wearing pants to the studio.
You're welcome.
So we have one more. Let's do this in honor of, because I think Quagmire's in this clip too, but he comes in at the end. I have to set this up. Lois is yelling at Peter. There's all kinds of innuendo. And Quagmire just happens to be walking by toward the end of the clip and hears them.
Come on, I gotta watch the Emmys.
Peter, you're going to Meg's play, and that's that.
Is that that now, Mrs. That's That?
If you're gonna shoot me, you might want to tie your shoelaces first. Now, are you gonna go to Meg's play or not?
Yes!
You like eating red carpet, tough guy?
Yes!
Say you like eating red carpet!
I like eating red carpet!
Giggity.
I think giggity is maybe my favorite word in a half-hour show. And Family Guy uses it so well. Like, even if there's something remotely sexual, it just provokes this pervy, weird reaction in Quagmire where he says giggity. So, hey, this has been a fun show, Conrad. Not
it
a bad
has.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Remember we had Dom here last night, Dom and Crude. And I was listening to that commercial. We've had Crude on the show. We've had Dom on the show. We've had Todd Alba. We got to get Maggie. Because everyone's been great, and it was fun to hang out with Dom last week, so I can't believe that was already a week ago. All right, I would like to thank my guests. Tonight was fun. Mike Mercury, comedian. He will be in Green Lake tomorrow night at Heidel House. Check that out if you're in the area. And Mike Clemens, always fun. We got the lowdown on the Super Bowl and Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. tomorrow night on Civic Media and the band Secret Menu. Thanks for all your texts. As always, so much fun. Have a great night, Conrad, and good night, Wisconsin.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome author Beth Amos and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join us in our new time slot from 7 to 9 PM. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.